Frank Greeley from Irish Runner, you've made the trip up to Letterkenny for this international meet. It's been going several years. Thankfully, the weather tonight has held up, and we've got some top-class competition.
Yes, fabulous competition. Even the steeplechase there just over. Class, really, really world-class athletics there, you know, and what a facility here as well. Yeah.
Now, some people are a little bit disappointed that there's not more people here, but over the years, this is an event that's going to grow, and, you know, it's an opportunity for people to see top-class athletics that normally we only see on our TV screens.
That's all, and, you know, there's great heart in the event as well. You know, the people that are here know their athletics as well, and the spectators know their athletics, so there's a great bit of heart and soul here at the track tonight.
Now, Donegal has the likes of Finn Valley, who, of course, are a household name. Letterkenny Athletic Club's had some great times recently. And for a county, you know, outside of Dublin and Cork, Donegal punches above its weight in athletics.
Oh, it does indeed. And ever since the days, like people like Paddy Marley and Danny McJade and Hugo Duggan came down to Dublin to work in Dublin that time. That great Donegal tradition and the Donegal welcome as well, you know, when we come up to Donegal, you're coming home nearly, you know, it's absolutely wonderful. And what a tradition. And, you know, look at the facilities. Look at the facilities you have here in Letterkenny. Look at what you have up in Stranorlar, you know. It shows that there's a great passion there through the years. The runners went out and they went out into the world and ran as internationals as well, so many Donegal people. And then came back and put heart and soul into facilities for the young people.
Now, facilities are important because there is a tradition, but there's so many other sports out there, so many counter attractions, and kids growing up, I mean, they've such a choice, so you do need to have those facilities.
Oh, you do, and there's no doubt about it. We say, you know, maybe we don't need as many around the country. That we do, actually, because we're living in a different era, and we've got to accept that. And, you know, athletics has to have the facilities to attract the young people. If you attract the young people, you're able to identify talent. And talent, you know, if you can give it a little bit of nurturing, that will flourish in its own good time as well.
I'd say there's quite a few people here this evening who are probably seeing shot put and javelin, maybe for the first time, because we see a fair bit of the old track events. But when we've seen the quality here, and I think there was a new meet record in the shot put, and again, it's great.
That's very important as well, you see, because to have a rounded meeting, and that's a tribute to the organisers here as well, that they're not just focusing in on track. You're given a wide base, and you know, a lot of our young people today, they're into the technical. And these technical events, you see, even the way now people like Thomas Barr and people like that are going into the technical events, it's appealing to young people. And we could see a whole new swathe of, we might see the Irish Wales back, as they called our great throwers of old, you know. So all of these things inspire young people. Often when you're talking to great athletes, they'll tell you they came to a meet when they were a kid and they saw something that inspired them. And that's why, you know, it's events like this. It's so important to keep events like this that we can't let them go, you know.
And finally, we're all looking forward to August and the World Championships. And from a Donegal perspective, we've got interest there. Mark English is really one of the big names in Irish athletics.
Oh, he is. And I see him training there in Santry, and it's really lovely to see him flowing. You know, an enormous talent there. And, you know, we're going to have Robert Heffernan and with Thomas Barr. We're punching well above our weight when it really comes down to it, you know. I'd love to see Mark having the best season ever yet, because he very much deserves it.